what is identity, like, even?
Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Orphic. My name is Alyssa. I'm an astrophysicist and my PhD, and I do research on the intersection of science and spirituality to figure out how the universe works from an energetic consciousness perspective. So please follow me on Instagram at interdimensional.astrophysics. Hey.
Hey, and I'm Michaela with Mariposa Moonchild on Instagram. And I work with energy medicine and shadow alchemy and do spiritual mentorships as well. And I desire to be part of the ripple effect of healing across the planet as we increase our consciousness to come back to our hearts, come back to the earth, come back to each other in a loving way. Just be part of a legacy of love, really. Mm-hmm. And on a continual journey of what that means.
Yes. Okay, let's ground in and do some deep cleansing breaths, shall we?
Yeah, let's take a moment. I invite you to close your eyes if you're able to. Maybe placing a hand on your heart, maybe on another body part, maybe nowhere on your body at all, just by your side. We're going to take a few deep cleansing breaths in. So deep breath in. Think about nourishing your lungs. Take a deep breath and pause at the top with your lungs full. Pausing, holding, feeling into the vital force energy of your body and letting it go. Even with an audible exhale if you'd like. Another deep breath in, filling your lungs all the way up, 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 up. And when you think you can't even sip anymore, take another sip in. Hold. Let it go. One more big breath like that. Big breath in, filling your lungs all the way up. As high as you can go. And pause. Let it go. Releasing anything and everything that feels heavy or dense, releasing it with the breath, and that powerful reminder that we always have access to our breath to work with, to release, to let go. Now imagine silver roots grounding down out of the base of your spine. Actually, first off, see your root chakra, it's at the base of your spine, glowing a bright, bright, bright red. And just feel into your body for a moment as you feel this chakra burning, glowing bright red. Feel a flame here right at the root, burning away, cleansing and clearing. See the chakra spinning, open, open, cleansing and clearing. Feel that burn. See that flame flickering, glowing, burning bright red as it burns away. Any stuck or stagnant energy in this space. Anything that's preventing your roots from grounding down deep, burning away, fear of the future. Whew.
burning away feelings of insecurity. Burning away feelings of scarcity or lack or not having enough. Just letting that bright red flame burn. You can even feel the tingling sensation in your root chakra as it glows and expands and burns and swirls. And taking your hands and placing them on your root chakra and just thanking this chakra for all that it does for you and for being the space that anchors you into the earth. Just taking a moment of gratitude for how important this chakra is, how vital it is to your well-being, your emotional well-being, your mental well-being, and your physical well-being. When we have a sense of really being grounded and rooted, and know that this chakra wants to work with you and not against you. So taking another deep cleansing breath, big breath in and letting it out, releasing the need to fight or be in survival mode and just letting be and creating a relationship with this chakra and a trust with this chakra and a sense of nourishing with this chakra while doing this cleansing and clearing work, and also building that relationship to tap in and ask, what do you need from me? What's going on? What's coming up? How can we collaborate? How can we work together? How can I be there for you? Good. That feels good. And now see that silver energy that is from the roots of the mother encapsulate the chakra. The chakra is a nice size now, about the size of a basketball, even larger, whatever feels good to you, and kind of burning and glowing and expanding out. And see this silver energy from the mother encapsulate the whole chakra as a sphere of this kind of silvery liquid energy. And it's like encapsulating it in a protective bubble so that the chakra is still opening and expanding and nourishing us, but it's also not open to the point of bringing anything in to fill up this space. And it's only that energy coming from within that's burning and glowing. And then we have this silver layer of protection over us that also feels very grounding, because it's the energy from our mother, from the earth, from her roots. And then see that bright red bubble surrounded, encapsulated by a little bit by that silver bubble, and at the bottom of the bubble, see the silver roots begin to grow from this bubble, grow out of your root chakra, and grow down, down, down into the earth. Feel them be really big and sturdy, but also flexible, like they're moving through the soil. And they're spiraling and digging in deeper to the soil. And they're really anchoring you to this earth. Really anchoring you. Just imagine feeling grass on your hands, grass on your feet, the smell of soil, squishing your feet in soil or sand, moss even, one of my favorites, really soft, moss and feel that feeling as it tickles your feet, like a blissful, joyful little tickle. And feel those roots continue to ground down deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And bring your awareness with them all the way down, 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 until we reach the center of the earth. And here, allow your roots to be magnetized to a crystal. The center of the earth is made of a large, large crystal made of smaller crystals. So allow your roots to feel for the crystal that is only your crystal for this body, and to plug into them with this collaborative energy. So take a moment and allow your roots to find that crystal, plug into it. Be aware if you can see the crystal, if it's any color or any shape, and just noticing that. Then deep breath in, sipping up the energy from the earth, thanking the mother for holding us, for transmuting, for grounding, anchoring us. Letting that go, and then continue with the breath to sip up that energy, sip up the silver earth energy from the center, from the core, from this beautiful earth star chakra, diamond light earth star energy. Begin to sip that up, 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 so gently. You can see it as like silver, flowy, fluid water. It's kind of glittering and moving up your roots just gently with each breath. Comes up, up, up with each breath, all the way up, 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 up through the soil into your root chakra, and it just flows into this chakra. Feeling this overwhelming, not overwhelming, but this magnified, beautiful sense of rooted groundedness to the earth, this calmness, this peace, knowing that we're always at home, right in the earth. We can always anchor in our roots and connect to the mother. And in fact, she encourages it and loves it as being her children. And from your root chakra, just allow this gentle energy to just flow into every single part of your body, every single cell, just to completely wash over your body. Just take a moment to just feel in again to this chakra and the earth and your body. And give thanks to all three for the different ways that they support you. Taking a couple of more breaths with your body. And imagine your whole aura lit up. Silvery, white, diamond light that's come from the mother. Your whole aura is emanating this beautiful light, glowing, and also protecting your aura in this space. It's shining so, so bright. At the same time, it's protecting you and your energy. It's resourcing you, charging you, regenerating you, protecting you, thanking the light. Couple more breaths.
Which is, well, my recent forest dweller era. Mm. Soft girl.
I love that for you.
And right now, because it's right, like, it's...
Well, I was grounding and it started, it's like pouring rain outside. Oh, really? And like windy and like stormy.
Oh, yeah, it's so nice here. It's so green.
Mm.
But yeah, I've been like in the woods a lot. Just kind of in the grass, walking barefoot, all these things, because it's so nice out. And I'm in a pause. Feels like a pause phase. But what I was going to say too was like, it's kind of just been this awareness for me about like how we are, it's kind of gets into like a little bit of a quantum thing, but about how like we're our own spirit guides for different like past versions of ourselves. Because what inspired this was that, like, you know, like new seasons are coming around and it's been about like a year since I had this whole like romantic situation thing that started and then didn't work. And I talked about it in two podcasts.
I've talked about that.
Episodes, so definitely listen to those, the Matters of the Heartbreak episodes. I told the whole story, but so now, because that whole thing was like very much like summer, and you know, obviously like these memories and these things are connected to location, so now that was very much like started and like existed a lot in the summer, and now I'm going back outside into those same places that I was frequenting, like, you know, my spot in the garden, my spot out on the grass by the pool and all these things. And so it's obviously kind of bringing up a lot of those memories and a lot of that connection to that version of myself.
You guys have a pool. You just snuck that in there.
Yeah.
So lovely.
Yeah. Damn. I'm very, very fortunate. Very blessed.
And definitely gonna have to be coming out to New York next.
Yeah, we're booking your New York trip after your wedding. Duh. So yeah, it's like, so then obviously I reconnect to that version of myself that was so hopeful and everything last summer in this situation. And it's like this weird new awareness, like it didn't work out, and it's this sadness. But it's like, I guess what I've been connecting to recently in this last week or so has just been like that energy of me now, and like just kind of feeling the connection to that version of me in a way too. And it's like, I feel like I'm here like receiving the disappointment, but I'm also like connected to that version of me that I didn't know yet whether or not it was going to work out. And you know, I'm just feeling a lot of things in terms of, just like when you're in like this really specific mental space of like longing for something and everything, and then you're like looking back on it in retrospect and you're like, oh, like it didn't work out, like I'm so like sad. Grief. Yeah, that too. Like, just so sad for that little version of me that, and so yeah, that I'm just feeling soft about all of that and everything, and how it's cool because it's like, you know, it's like, yeah, from one perspective, like me on the timeline of it not working out, like here looking back, like was, you know, my awareness now from one perspective, like was there last summer being like, oh, poor girl, like it's not gonna work out, but it'll be okay. You know, so it's like that awareness was there guiding me, because how many times when I was in that situation was I like begging, looking to my spirit guides for answers, or was I looking to future me for answers or guidance or assurance? And it's like now in this timeline of the way that it didn't play out, it's like, you know, I almost like feel that awareness of mine there, like, I don't know, it's kind of a quantum thing, but It's been on my mind, you know.
So you feel like your future self was like trying to is that what you're saying? Like, your future self was trying to like tell you?
No, something? Not really.
Like, I don't know.
No, I'm not really saying that. It's just more like how in that moment you so like don't know how things are gonna turn out. And I think it was more so just like reflecting on how that like innocence of, you know, like how many moments I would just be like out there sitting, like wondering, like, what's, you know, like, is this really gonna work? Is this gonna work out? Like, is everything gonna look so different in like a year? And then you're there and it's like, oh, yeah. it went away. You know, it went a certain way. Yeah, so it's just crazy, like, with the seasons and how, you know, that always brings things up, because then it's like you're revisiting that same time. So those aspects of you are obviously going to be like more prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everything is cyclical. Like, I think we've seen that before too. It's like almost, you know, even with the year, when we spiral around it, we do kind of move over or hit points or like different levels of,
yeah,
what may have already happened, if it's a different layer that we're moving through. Like, it's kind of interesting. So even like, you know, like if we're grieving like the death of a loved one, and then like the day comes around, it's like every other day, you know, sometimes you don't like, you feel it obviously, but it might not be as intense. And then like the day comes or gets close to the day, or it's that month or whatever, and you like really feel it. And like, even that's interesting in itself. And like, of course there are the aspects of that where it's just like, okay, the day like brings up the memories, but I think there's like a deeper thing to that too, just kind of like cyclically of how we move around throughout the year, just like the energetic kind of blueprints of
yeah,
that.
We were just talking about that in this episode that I was just editing this week. Mm. So yeah, which now a few episodes ago, but yeah, we were just talking about that. So I think that's also why it was more on my mind, this whole like, you know, exchange between different versions of ourselves at these like peak cycle points. And it's like, it's yeah, I think it always amplifies it for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, what else is going on with you?
Oh, I don't know. I've not been feeling okay. Like, I'm a Sagittarius, so I feel like I I feel like I tend to usually be pretty optimistic about things. So like, I even don't like to say out loud like, oh, like I'm like feeling this way, because I think there's like two pieces of it. I think there's like, I don't know, I feel like maybe the shadow of optimism is like denial, you know? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
like you can be really optimistic, but then also, and then when once you realize, oh no, like I've actually been feeling like this for a bit. Anyways, I don't know. I've been in a weird, I don't want to say funk, but just the energy has felt like a lot lately. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like the last full moon was pretty intense, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you were moving through anything at that time, but I just felt like it was intense, like bringing up a lot of stuff. And lately it's kind of just been these feelings of this like general anxiety and overwhelm, but it's been really interesting because it's been like really bubbling like up in my body, where I'm like feeling very like shaky.
Yeah.
And it's been interesting because like there's, so then it's also, so like, what point am I like usually pushing that down, and now it's just like bubbling up more, and then it's just like, oh, how do I navigate that and like move through that, when sometimes it literally feels like I just like want to like explode and like have a mental breakdown.
Have you been able to do cold plunges? I know there was like mixed messages from your doctors, right?
Yeah. Okay. I can do, the doctor said I can do them. I haven't been doing them in a while. I don't really know why. I think probably just like going down, maybe just going down. I do know why. I think it's because we're at this like weird time of year where it's like kind of cold still, but not super cold. So yeah. I haven't been starting a fire in the house as much, although I will here and there, but we're kind of getting low on wood. And I think we're kind of like, oh, we don't really want to order probably more right now because like the summer's coming. And so I think I've kind of been like, I think it's like now that I'm realizing it's maybe more of a subconscious thing, but I was kind of like, oh, I don't want to like get really cold if like the house isn't like super warm, if it's kind of just like barely baseline, because I tend to get really cold. Although I still could do it and like come back and have a hot shower, just be maybe more intentional about starting a fire that day, because I did start a fire today. It's also been very cold and rainy, which I can still go do it. But short answer, no, I haven't really been doing them as much. But then like I also recently had kind of what felt to me like I kind of got a strange message that I'm not supposed to be doing those, but I don't really know if I trust that. But anyways.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah. Like anything, you got to kind of tune into your own body, of course. So.
But anyways, why were you asking me?
Because it sounds like it could be a good time helpful, for it. Yeah. Considering your body is having more than usual of a reaction, and that is usually one way to calm the body. And because it's getting so nice now soon, and it's, you know, the water has really been calling me personally. Mm-hmm. Like I've actually been much more than usual been being drawn to like the water and swimming and stuff like that. So
yeah, have you been doing the cold plunge, Alyssa?
No. But the pool's open, and speaking of, I put a hose in there because my dad had me fill it up more. And when we were tuning in, I was like, I might have had to shut that off a little while ago, but I think it's fine. But anyway,
then your pool's just overflowing.
No, like it's not overflowing that much. I have a view of it from here, but.
It's not overflowing sort of. That much, so it
no,
is overflowing?
I can't. I can't see it entirely. Oh. But if it was overflowing a lot, I would be able to see something.
Gotcha.
But anyway, I want to start. That's the thing. Like, I'm really excited that our pool's open, and I'm gonna start like jumping in there the second that it's swimmable and safe. Well, because right now it looks like a muddy pond because it was just opened yesterday, so it's being cleaned. But the second that it's safe, because like, I mean, I would go in it the way that it looks right now, because I go swimming in ponds and shit, but I don't know if that's safe. I'll let them take care of the chemicals.
No. Especially if it's like very sitting, like very stagnant, like you don't know what
kind
of E. coli could be bubbling up in there.
No, I'll wait until the chemical tests have ran themselves. But yeah, I want to start some cold plunges.
Is it heated too? I'm sure it is.
It's like we could turn it on, but it tends to on average be pretty, you know, chill. It takes a long time to heat up a lot, so it's nice and good temperature. But yeah, I'm like really excited to just kind of embrace that.
Yeah. What's up with you?
I'm going to my 10-year college reunion tomorrow.
Oh, so that's exciting. 10 years. Holy shit.
Talk about quantum healing and soul retrievals. I mean, I probably have some lost little fragmented aspects of me to go collect from my college campus.
Yeah, well, it's my 10-year high school reunion this year.
Look at
us. And I'm not going to the reunion.
Yeah.
Yeah, we only had 35 people graduate in our class.
Yeah, that's so tiny.
I would go maybe, but it's just like our summer is so busy that it's just like not going to work out. And I'm all like, that sad about missing it. So, but yeah, also a 10-year kind of big deal reunion for me this year.
Yeah.
Big year marker anyways.
Yeah. Right? It's like, it's crazy.
So 10 years goes by so fast. Like, what happened? 10 years?
No.
There's no way. Like, I just can't even believe that. Like, when I think of us, like, graduating and, like, the grad party, like, I just can't even believe that that was a decade ago.
Yeah.
Like, I thought where I'm at now would be so far away when I was that age. And, like, it really wasn't.
I know.
Like, you literally just, you're like, I'm just going to be 18 forever.
And half of that was, like, the crazier part is that almost half of that has been in COVID era post.
Well, yeah, I also think that makes a huge difference because, like, I had plans, and it's way different now, and I would not change it, but there was a lot of, like, traveling and festivals and stuff that I, like, wanted to do in my, like, prime 20 eras. And also, I'm not saying that, like, not any age is not your prime, because we are always at our prime, but, like, you know what I mean.
Yeah, of course.
Just that, like, just got out of college, just is, like, starting to, like, make money now, get a little bit of stability, like, go to all the things kind of thing, go to work, like, go backpack, like, what, like, that, those were my plans. It's just God sad. God laughs
when you make plans.
Hmm?
I said, God laughs when you make plans.
Yeah. So true. He must have been killing himself laughing at that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tricked a whole bunch of people. But it all worked out just as it was meant to, because I think there were some necessary redirections and, I don't know why the word, I'm saying decoy, but I don't think that's the right word, but like some necessary redirections of the path during that time. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what was I going to say? Oh yeah. The other thing that was on my mind and like a theme for both of us lately was this like identity kind of.
Yeah, I think that's part thing of it too, what's going on with me.
Yeah, like, I don't know, it just, I feel like there's, in my experience since being about, like, we were voice memoing about this the other day, like, it's been for both of us about 4 years since we've been like into our, like, deeper parts of our spiritual awakening, because for me it basically coincided with the pandemic in 2020.
Same, for the most part.
And it's just like the amount of identity crises or just like different periods of time, like, you know, I've experienced so many phases of time that have felt so much like a holding pattern of identity and just like everything, and where I really just feel called to, like, do nothing, but it feels like related to this identity thing. I don't know if it's also because, I'm a human design manifester, and that's not, in the manifester energy type is, like, bursts of productivity, and then like long rest periods, but these rest periods can kind of be like however long. And anyway, I don't know, I feel like I've been in one these last few weeks. Like, I don't, like, it feels very much like intuitively like it doesn't feel like the right time to be making new steps, because I'm kind of just pausing and observing. But so I feel usually I have more shame associated with these rest periods or these, like, because right now for me, I've been like in between some tutoring stuff, and I haven't really been trying to get some more, like, I've been allowing the slowdown of business because it feels right, and it feels like I'm not supposed to be doing anything in these few weeks. And but when I go further into it, it does feel like an identity thing, because it also is kind of coming with a lot of this questioning of, like, just revisiting myself and how I'm perceived by people that listen to this podcast, how I'm perceived, like, when I make clips on Instagram and I put them out, and it's like, it's a lot of energy sometimes, and sometimes I'm just more quick with it and it's easier, and sometimes it'll just kick up, like, a lot of this questioning of things. And I don't know, that's kind of why I relate it back to our awakening and everything, because it just feels like, you know, I've gotten stuck into more of these paradigms too, in different phases, like being more swept away by, like, how I'm perceived or whatever. And I feel like it feels like I'm in, like, a new layer of this level of, like, okay, like, time to regroup again, because that is what this endless thing is, right? It's like, okay, regroup again. Like, I'm feeling a little weird, or I'm feeling a little like I don't want to take any steps. And it's like, am I okay with this identity that I'm creating for myself? Like, am I actually at peace with it? Like, why am I feeling resistance in these ways? Or, like, what is this identity? Does there even need to be an identity that I'm creating for myself? Like, really kind of in that energy.
I mean, and that's a really big question, because, like, what is identity, like, even?
Yeah. It's,
and then if we're and I've been moving through this stuff too on, like, many different levels. I think it is a collective thing, but I've been moving through it too, and it's interesting. So why it's so good to, like, talk about things, because I feel like one of my toxic traits is I do tend to, like, internalize a little bit, but I think it is how I process. Like, I almost need to, like, sit with things and how I'm feeling to kind of, like, process it and make sense of it in my own brain before I, like, share and stuff. But anyways, I've been feeling, and like, this is why it is important to share, because I feel like even lately I was feeling kind of like this anxiety or this overwhelm, and, like, sometimes it's easy to just be like, I'm the only one that feels this way, but then you, like, call a friend or talk to somebody else, and they're like, no, like, I've been feeling this too. So that's, anyways, that's just, like, one little tidbit on, it's nice to know, like, connect with people that are also feeling the same thing. But then, yeah, the identity piece, it's like, what is it? And then with you saying, like, what am I creating? What identity am I creating for myself? It's like, well, also, what part of our ego needs to be, like, attached to an identity? Because, like, that's kind of like, and, like, and when I say, like, what is an identity, like, what does identity mean, like, that's a genuine question that I don't, like, necessarily know the answer to. So I'm, like, really curious on that front, because it's also interesting, because I know with, like, myself, when I'm working with, like, shadow work and feeling my emotions and stuff, I work on feeling the emotion but not identifying with the emotion. And I feel like that's where the difference is, between, like, feeling sorrow or sadness and then releasing it, or identifying with sadness so then you become sadness and you are sadness. So that's an interesting point. But then, yeah, then overall, yeah, I don't know, like, what is our identity? Like, what does that mean?
Yeah, it's like, it's weird, because there's, like, what comes to mind is there's things that are, like, innate to us and normal to us, which maybe would be more part of our personality, like these things that we just do in, like, this way that we are. And it's like, then you're building, you know, if you're trying to create something, like, you still have to, you have to create it through some lens, right? It's like, everyone's like, you know, like, branding and kind of just, I don't know, now I'm talking a little bit more about, like, if you're trying to have some sort of influence or something, but it just, this whole thing of, like, okay, yeah, you have to choose, you have to, like, create some kind of angle and, like, have some sort of vibe about you that is, yeah, that just sums up like your vibe, and but at the same time not be so attached to it, and not, yeah, and be like, let things flow and let things be interchangeable. But
well, and like that's something that I feel with, if you're talking about like branding on social media, which has become like such a big thing now because everyone's kind of businesses are like online and yada yada. And like that's a good conversation too, because it's like, do we have to have a specific identify to brand? Because I would say not. I would say that's something that the algorithm wants, and that's something that branding coaches teach us. Like, I think there's different pieces to that. Like, I think there's probably still a piece of like expressing yourself and like quote unquote branding yourself. Like, there's a piece of that that does sell. But I think authenticity sells the most. So then when it does come to like this identity, is there a space with some of that where like maybe you're trying to fit yourself into a certain identity because that's how either other people perceive you, or that's how you feel like you're supposed to be, or you feel like that's how you're going to attract other people, versus, because that is a thing too, like that has been taught in the past where you should be like very niche and you should stick to your niche. But like, I don't really think that's realistic anymore, because for one, it's not authentic. Like, nobody is just niched. Well, I shouldn't say nobody, but like most people aren't just like, I'm obsessed with skateboarding and that's it. Like, I don't do anything else in my life. Like, I don't, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, most people are, we're layered and we're multifaceted. And when I'm online, I feel like I'm tending to gravitate to the people that are like that share kind of like all aspects of their life, like as in of whoever.
It's like this weird, I just feel like it's this weird thing in terms of like how to separate the ego from it, because like what the ego is a survival mechanism tool, right? So it's like,
yeah,
in the sense of how fundamentally, like, your ego is going to be connected to these things as much as you try for it not to be, but it's like it has to be that way because, well, you know, just like distinguishing like what's keeping me going, like I, like this is like the deep kind of identity stuff here, like as I've been in this pause where I'm not really doing anything, I'm kind of just staying still. Because it's like this reevaluating of like, what am I trying to portray? And it's like, am I doing that inauthentically? Or like, have I been like trying too hard in certain areas or something like that? And I don't know, kind of just like,
do you think you're trying to, looking at it? Sorry. Do you think you're trying to portray something?
Like, yeah, sometimes it's like I'm trying to portray certain expertise, you know. I think maybe what was also involved in this was how I was just on a kid's show, I was just on a featured on a kid's YouTube show. I think this is kind of what like maybe kickstarted,
should
like,
link it, what is it, in case people have kids that wanna,
yes, and definitely I think it should be out by the time that this episode is out, so I'll link it. It's the YouTube channel is called Daisy Bees, and I'm on and so I'm gonna be like a space expert, you know, and they call me Dr. Alyssa, and it was really fun to film and it was cute. And so yeah, I'm just like on this thing, I'm like the astronomy expert or whatever, and I provide some like facts about the moon or whatever. And then, so, and that to me, like, as I'm building whatever that I'm building, I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like, now that's added into like something that I've done. And like, I can put that on my website and be like, you know, and I can maybe see if there's anything that could bud off of that. Or like, then that will be like me in this one light as this like kid friendly, like, expert or whatever that's approachable and all these things. And then, I don't know. I think there's always also just that like fear of, I feel like it's not even necessarily trying too hard. It's the constant, like, do I look like I'm trying too hard? Mm. Like, that's what it is. It's like, then I'm like, why am I so concerned about that? And then it's like, probably, Jenna, my subconscious mindset coach, she, on one of her Q&A calls, someone was asking something about, like, you know, fear posting something or just like hesitation about posting a story or posting something.
I get that.
And she was like, you probably have one or two. She's like, you probably have a few people in mind that you're specifically like worried about. Like who is it? Like a high school friend? Mm-hmm. Like this? And I was like, oh shit. I was like, I'm being called out right here. Yeah. Because I think that is, I don't know. I think that's why I'm like really kind of reevaluating because like I think I do have like if there is any weakness in terms of like maybe like I don't feel like I don't know. I guess I go in and out of stages like this, which makes sense because now I feel like I've been publicly saying things online for like a few years now. So it's like I go in and out of these stages of sometimes being like, I don't care. But then it's like, yeah, I do, because like I have people from high school that like I know are judging me probably because like they haven't congratulated me on my podcast. So like, I don't know.
It's just a sore spot.
But yeah, when she was just like, you probably have like one person or two people, one person in mind of like who, and then, you know, she kind of just talks through like how you can kind of just talk yourself out of being like, and it doesn't, and do you really care what that person says or like no?
And so it's like these people are in mind like when you go to post something of like, oh, of like being judged or what will they think or yeah, I get that too. I mean I definitely have that and too.
It's also this like weird, it's like this weird thing of having these like big ambitions,
you know? Yeah,
like it's like we have big ambitions and it's like having this goal to become more visible or like make some impact or influence. Mm-hmm. And then
this passion,
like, and then yeah and then feeling like weird for actually pursuing it, or it's almost okay, no, what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say like the negative voices would be the ones that are trying to like prevent you from going sort of like becoming so big, right? It's like your inner voice that's trying to keep you small.
It's the ego.
Yeah. It's like, why do I feel like weird that I'm like going after something? Like, because people around me aren't, or like people,
yeah,
a few people like aren't. And then we're so empathic, so then it just like, and we're connected to these people, so it just like amplifies in your mind.
Well, yeah, I feel like I'm really dealing with a situation like that right now, where it's like, yeah, you can just kind of like feel it and then you like amplify it in your mind. But what you were saying about thing, like, I guess the fear of someone judging you, because it's so easy to just be like, I don't fucking care. Like, that's like my biggest protection mechanism. And I did that so much when I was growing up, where I was just like, I don't fucking care, like whatever. And I notice myself still get in that, like I'll be overthinking something and worried about something or someone specifically or a dynamic, then I'll just be like, I don't fucking care, fuck it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'll just cut that cord, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
Which like
mm-hmm.
But then I think there's this other piece where like, I think this is kind of what some of the identity stuff that's been coming up for me too. It's like, okay, there's two pieces here, I think. So if it's like people from high school that are popping up in your mind. Okay, so the two pieces, like one, I think it's tough when it doesn't feel relatable to maybe some of your older friends or family or people in your life. And like, that's the part of like having the ambitions and this passion for going for something that's outside of the box. Like, and our podcast is outside of the box. Like, most people don't have podcasts. Most people listen to other people's podcasts. And I mean, we all have our own things, but, and further than that,
most podcasts aren't talking about the things that we're talking about. There's some out there, but like general, right? Like, you know, and so that's even like more outside of the box. So that adds another layer to it. But it is tough because this also brings up like the old version of ourselves. And I think it's like, and I'm just using high school people because you mentioned that. So just using that for an example, but it's like those people from high school, quote unquote, like there is a version of us that exists inside their head and we're not that version anymore. But then maybe there's a piece of us that feels like how do we integrate that, or how do we live up to that version that they knew? Because that's the relatability. That old version of us is how we related, because we were in high school together. We were in the same chemistry class. I was in the same chemistry class as all 35 of my of the people. But you know what I mean? For you, it would be different. Yeah. And we had the same, you know, we didn't like this teacher, or we liked this teacher. We were going to the same track meet, or the same, like, you know, we had this relatability. But then... And then, so then that version of you exists in that and in those people's heads, and vice versa. Like there's probably other people in high school where you're the version of them you only know from high school, and that's exists in your head. But anyways, there might be like a feeling of having to keep up with that for just like relatability wise, especially if it's like still friends that we have ongoing relationships with. And there's the other piece of like the relatability of maybe these people that we grew up with or we know, they're not pursuing the same type of ambitions, and like it's hard to relate in that way, like making a podcast and putting yourself out there, or like, you know, starting your own business, or like it doesn't just have to be a podcast, but you know, starting your own your own healing business. That doesn't have to be healing either. It could be your own candle business, or like anything that's like really outside of your comfort zone where you have to go for it, where you feels like you're pursuing a dream. And if those people aren't doing that, which is okay, that's their own journey. But if they're, you know, if they're not pursuing that, and I feel like there's also kind of like a disconnect there of like relatability.
Yeah, that is like, unplugged printer is like making
or even understanding, like I think there's a lot of layers to that whole thing, honestly.
No, like I think that is, that's such a good point about like the different types of ambition and how it like then becomes a tick in the like the less relatable categories of things, where it's like, you know, different type of ambition, different type of things that you're like putting your energy to in life. But yeah, it's like really like painful. We talk about this a lot.
Yeah.
Because
growth is painful. We're both
having friendship things.
I'm talking to myself.
No, you're right. It is like, it's,
I love to die and be born again, but I can use a break.
Like, It's been so hard, like feeling some disconnect with friends and stuff in the last few years. And I think, I don't know, I think sometimes that that plays into this identity thing, because it's like, but sometimes I like, I'm grasping more at straws in my mind, because I'm like, I am the same person, and like having some friends that I am closer to that at least knew like a more recent but still distant version of me, like I feel grounded in hanging out with those people that like have been able to appreciate sides of this new version of me, anything that can like straddle the line more, obviously. But what was I gonna say? I don't know. It's just, Yeah, I think, oh yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, it does come into the identity stuff when it, in terms of, like, yeah, putting myself out there, but also, like, the support thing. And that's why it's, like, it's when you're, I think that maybe is probably contributing to, like, the questioning of some things, because then it's, like, you don't feel like you have everyone's support, and you're, like... Oh, wait, was that your closet? Was that your
Bryce just opened door the door opened? To let Newt
okay.
in.
Okay, that, like...
He's
like meowing. My brain just, like, wasn't... I was looking at, like, both of our doors, and I thought it was my door.
That would have scared you. Like, yeah, because no one's home.
I'm coming down from, like, a little bit, because I was... Yeah, anyway, that was just...
You're
like,
what, cannabis?
For a second.
You're what,
No, I said I'm coming down from, like, a heart attack.
Oh, from right there, from like, the adrenaline. Oh.
Yes, because there was... That was just confusing. Because our doors are, like, right next to each other on the Zoom also. So I was just, like, broke my
Take
brain.
A breath.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah, it's... The support aspect is rough at times. And it's like,
yeah. I mean, this has brought up a lot for me too. Cause then there's also this like, I think it is like, I'm navigating that too. Like all these, like, I'll kind of circle back to this cause I had something to say on it, but I feel like I'm kind of navigating this with like my wedding coming up. Like, I feel like I've been feeling kind of like with my identity, because I feel like out of all the people coming, there's so many different versions of Michaela that exist in people's minds for like different time periods, right? Like exactly, yeah. Like high school Michaela, college Michaela, now Michaela. Yeah. And I was kind of, I'm feeling better about it, but like I noticed I was having these weird feelings coming up of like who I am and all, because like I'm also at our wedding, there is going to be these kind of like separate pockets of people from different periods in my life, that, and they are like separate pockets because they don't all know each other. So it's very interesting. So I like, you know, we're all different, but you know, I think there's some weddings you go to where kind of like everyone like knows everyone. And I don't think it's going to be like that. Like we're going to have our family and then our friends from different periods of our lives. Like even like Bryce, for example, like all of his groomsmen are like childhood friends. Like some of them he knew from like babies, like they're like childhood friends, and all of my bridesmaids are adult friends, and most of them are like college friends. And like even that's such a like old past version of me that I don't really feel like exists anymore. So it's really interesting, and there's different points of this too, because there is like, so I was feeling like to like I really easily like adapt into each different group when they're separate. So then like I was having this kind of like identity crisis of the wedding, like then who am I in like front of everybody? But then I think there's also this human design aspect of that where I have like the open sacral, which is like it's referred to before as like chameleon energy, where you do just really like kind of like adapt and like blend into different environments and like groups of people. And it's like a good trait. It's not like nothing, anything. But it still was interesting because it still did like bring up these like thoughts or like feelings within me. I don't know. Like it's just, and there's just different. And like, and what part of it too is like this people pleasing thing where we feel like we need to be somebody else to connect with somebody else or have a relationship with someone else. And maybe we need to be that old version, you know?
Yeah.
Which I think is a huge piece of it. Oh, but yeah, with the, I was going to say more on the support piece and the identity around that and the relatability, like, yeah, I don't know, it's hard. Like, it feels like it's, I don't know, it's hard. It's tough.
Yeah.
And then I think, too, there also is the piece of, like, because there are people who are ambitious that are kind of going after their dreams and doing the things, and not that you have to be doing that, but like there also is that piece of like you know, you are the five people that you surround yourself with. And that is so very true. So then, like, where are we also choosing the groups that we do fit into and that we are celebrated and like that too? And not, I don't want to use the word settling because I don't think it's settling, but like, I don't know, like,
Yeah, I was going to say too that it's like, there's also this piece of it that's, it's like we're creating it by the day, right? Like whatever we're creating for ourselves and like this new path, like some new version, some new identity that we want to assume for the day or just like some new version of us. It's like, we're the ones that are constantly creating it newly every day. And so it's kind of like, it is kind of that like questioning feeling like, oh, is this okay? Is this okay for me to like decide that this is, that I'm gonna like be, that I'm gonna look like this now and I'm gonna put this out in the world and I'm just gonna be like, I'm gonna like have this vibe today. It's like you kind of, it's just an extra kickstarter of that like self-assuredness and just, you know, like it's just you deciding. So
yeah. Well, and I think it is growing pains in some of these areas too, because it is like, you know, we are to the best of our ability learning to, you know, listen to ourselves and maybe what our dreams are and like actually have the courage to follow that. And it's not always easy, and like it is a specific path, and I think it's tough because in the regular world, like most people are conditioned not to do that. So then like where it, you know, is the disconnect, and then where even can anyone who's listening that, you know, is shining their light, is choosing to kind of step outside of the box, is, you know, like listening, putting in the time to build a relationship with like their soul and their heart and listen to that, where is that also triggering the people who aren't doing that when we're like around them too? That can also kind of create that like friction and disconnect. And like, I think, and I mean, and if you're listening to this podcast, like I think a lot of people can relate to this, right? Where, and it's like that thing too of like not dimming our light to make others feel comfortable. And I am so guilty of that, especially in the past. And I think it's something I still even need to work on, honestly, around certain people now that like we're talking about it and the awareness is coming up. Of just like not wanting someone else to feel uncomfortable or triggered. So maybe I lessen who I am a bit more. And we got to stop that shit because it's self-betrayal. And the people who love us should support us in all ways. But it's tough if it feels like they don't. And I think that's also something that both you and I have kind of felt. And it is kind of like a growing pains thing too. I don't know. It doesn't mean that it like sucks any less though, or it's hard to navigate, or like, I don't know. Or that you don't like overthink it. I think it's really hard to like overthink it because part of you is like, no, it's not like that. And I don't want to like make it like a thing. But then, yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just kind of the truth. Like fact of the matter with like the, you know, people from your past or whatever, probably having opinions or having or being confused or not understanding what you're doing. But yeah, I've definitely found though that it's kind of brought up this like energy of, for me, of like wanting to prove that I have like pure intentions and like wanting to prove that like I mean well as a friend or like all of these things, just kind of like overcompensating,
which is like interesting. Sorry, I just want to stop you because it's like, what piece of you that you've always been a good friend and a good person needs to prove that you're a good person? Because what, you have a podcast now and you talk about science and spirituality?
Or just like from distancing, or just from becoming like distanced, that too. Or I don't even know. And also from like all the COVID stuff, from all the COVID era VAX.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff. That's definitely still kind of just triggered in my system. I don't know. It comes out at times like just this. Maybe because, I don't know, like in ways that I change, or I don't know, it's kind of just something that has been brought up for me in the last few years with this like friend discomfort and stuff like that, being like, oh, I need to, like, I hope that they know like that I would, like, I hope that they know that like I'm still love them, that like I would do anything for them, like almost like wishing for like, and this is like weird, like deep subconscious, like deep stuff, like almost wishing that like a way for me to like prove, like just, yeah, just overcompensating, just being like, because it's this whole like thing of not wanting to be misunderstood, or just wanting to be like, but I mean well, and not having control over your perception. So,
and that's just it. We don't have control over how other people perceive us, but it's hard if we feel like we are being misunderstood. And that's so tough too, because it's like, you know, like that old saying, like, you're not going to be everyone's cup of tea. And I think like for me, for so long, I really tried to be, but I think, and like I had to go through a whole thing, I think of like, oh, what are people from like my hometown or from high school going to think of me? And I think I've really worked on letting that go. But I think it's even, it is some of the friends maybe that you don't feel the full support from, that were kind of like, they were either like in the past friends, like high school or college friends. And I think that that's what feels more weird. So there's like, yeah, some type of disconnect in the middle. And I feel like it's like a relation thing, because I also have some friends where, you know, they're not doing like necessarily the same work as me, like they're not like, you know, yeah, they're not necessarily doing the same work as me, but, and they're like so interested to talk to me about it and ask me questions about it, and then we have conversations and it's just like a different energy. But then there are some people where it feels like there's like, it's like we kind of like just pretend it doesn't exist. And then that's what feels weird. Or like that's probably how you feel too, right? Because you don't have to like be doing the same things as me or have all the same feelings or opinions or whatever. But I think it's more just like that open, flowy conversation where we're like genuinely interested in each other's lives. But then there's also a thing too, and this kind of goes back to like dimming your light. It's like we are changing, because the cliche saying, as cliche as it is, like if you're not like growing, you're dying, like it's true. So then it's also like, where are some of these people just like not comfortable with us changing? And that, and like for us, for them to be comfortable, we can only be that one version in their heads, because I do feel that a little bit too. And it's hard because it does feel like growing pains, and it does feel unrelatable in some ways. Like for me, like I hardly even drink anymore. Like I just, and like, I don't care if other people do, but just like for myself. But then how do I relate to people who all they do is party on the weekend? Like, you know, and it's like, we can be different and stuff, but then it's just like, it's, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. It's, and it's not fun. I hate, like,
Yeah. Like with the friend support stuff, I was just going to say that, like, when I do have a friend that shows support for this stuff I'm doing, or the podcast, or like that asked me, or that whatever, like it feels so, like, I cherish it so much. And, like, that's kind of, like, how you know.
It's kind
of, like, thing. Either that it's, like, rare. And, like, we do feel support. There's plenty of people that yes. we feel supported by. And for me, it's definitely, like, my family. Like, my siblings and, like, my cousins are all very supportive. But, like, just my friends from pre-2020 that aren't, like, online spiritual friends or new spiritual community, like, it is pretty rare for them to outwardly, like, support strongly, like, the podcast or the stuff that I'm doing. And so, like, when they do, or when the few that, like, are good about it do, I feel like I just bask in the gratitude of it. And, like, it feels so good. And I feel so, like, and I also want to lean into that because I know that I'm already frustrated with others not doing that. So I'm trying to, like, lean into that feeling.
The positive,
and be, like,
yeah.
And just be really grateful and be grateful for it. But yeah, it's just kind of like the fact that that feels so rare, you know, that it's like, wow, like, that's so nice that a friend that doesn't do any of this stuff still just has the genuine curiosity and interest, because it's like, I feel like that's what I would do. And
yeah,
I guess that's how feeling that's where, like, the alignment or similar, that's where the reason that I would still be, that me and that friend would still be in each other's reality, because we have that, like, you know, that level of care for each other, that it doesn't matter if they don't understand what I'm doing. Like, they're my friend and they're interested in what I'm doing. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think there is that piece about they're just, like, your friend and they're just interested in what you're doing or about your life or, like, these different pieces of it. But yeah, so then it's, like, interesting to us, for us too, then, like, as we grow and change, like, integrating those versions of ourselves as we grow and change, because, like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's just the related, because, like, I am, like, all these different versions, you know, like, high school me was, like, oh, she was a total love her, but way different version than I am now. And even, like, college me was a way different version, and also college me lived in a different place and stuff. And then
mm-hmm.
I don't know, like, then when it comes to some of these friendships, it's like, yeah, I don't know if we're not supporting each other and, like, our dreams and our life or, like, our change. And then it's like, what, because I'm not the same version as I was in college. So, like, I love college Michaela, but, like, I don't really relate to her. So, like, I don't know. Like, yeah. And if those people are still
mm-hmm.
in that place, which is okay, that's their own journey. But I don't know. Like, yeah, that's definitely where, like, the, I don't even know what I'm trying to say now, but
yeah, I know, right? Me neither. We're just talking. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think it's just good talk.
It's
relatable. You know, the friendship stuff, the shifting, and just the identity. It's just like every day, especially, like, with all these solar flares and everything, and, like, so much, just, like, I don't think that we're, like, I don't think it's a coincidence that we're just, like, every day just feels like,
yeah,
new,
the solar
new
flares
version.
Too.
And it's just, like, everything, there's physical things happening, like, the collective, like, look at what's going on in the collective with, like, disclosure around, like, stuff with P. Diddy and all, like, you know, the evils of the world,
the,
like, just so much is happening
in Palestine, even, like, it's crazy. And it's
exactly, like, so much is happening collectively. So it's like, is it any wonder why we're like, what the fuck?
True. And I think we need to give ourselves some grace.
We do have to give ourselves some more grace. That's the note that we're going to end this podcast on, because it's like, okay, listen, I've been told that beings from all over the universe have come to Earth to watch this all unfold. So, like, let's
But also,
give us
fuck them. Like, you're
credit.
Gonna watch us? Like, I'm joking, but, like, SOS!
I know, right? It's like,
SOS! Mayday! Like, Help us! Help!
Throw us some.
They're like, ah, help yourself. We'll watch. Shit. Turn your eyes in. What's the war inside? Oh, fuck. It's like, I know, yeah, but like. So. I think that's part of that with this, too. It's just like, I feel like I have a long ways to go in just this self-healing journey. Well, maybe not even that, but just self-learning. Like, just like, you know, there's, I know that from seeing like my path and where I'm headed. I know that. And I also feel like I've done like a shit ton of work. And I don't know what I was going to say.
Yeah. Well, you sounded convincing. You have done a lot of work. And where we are is perfect.
I've done a shit ton of work. I think it's maybe like that's where though the friend part is like maybe not feeling like you can like share that. Because I definitely have people where it's like there's like I don't know. And that's also probably maybe me. Like maybe I just need to share it and I just need to say it anyways. Like, and I think that's maybe what you were speaking to in the beginning about not wanting to or like feeling a certain way when you're posting something or thinking of someone specifically. It's like this feeling of holding yourself back because of what like specific people are gonna think. And then I'm like, why am I doing that? But I've done that. Like I have done that. And I'm just, and then that's also like, I'm dimming my light to make other people feel comfortable. And also people who like should be celebrating me and should be supporting me. And like you one time said, like maybe we need to have higher standards around that. And maybe we do.
Yeah.
And like also,
yeah,
I don't know. Like, I feel like my bar isn't, like, that high. Like, it's... Yeah, I don't know.
I know. This is for both of us to evaluate. Because, like, both of us have, like, some friendships that we feel like there's love at the core. Yeah, of course. And, like, everything is, for the most part, good. But at the same time, like, these people don't necessarily, like, even acknowledge at some surface level sometimes. Like, the new things, the new exciting things that are the entirety of our life now. And then it's like for a long time it's like, oh, it's okay, like they just
brush it off, like, oh, whatever, like
it's like they just don't understand, it's just not their thing. And it's like, but at the same time, like I have some other friends that it's also not their thing, but it doesn't stop them from asking how it's going.
And yeah, or like, I'm not a tennis player, but like if my friend was like playing tennis, I would be like, fuck yeah, go get him, break a leg. Like, how'd your tennis match go? Like, you know, like, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it sucks to not feel that energy from, like, most of your, like, quote, best friends.
And I think it is, and it is an identity thing, too, because this isn't, like, these are friendships that we've made in the past when we were different versions of ourselves. So that's why it's bringing up this identity thing, I think, for us. And, like, who are we and who are we to different people? At least that's, like, how I'm feeling. And then maybe, like, if I'm not that old version of myself, do I still fit in here? Like, am I still accepted? And like, I know at the core there is love, but there are those feelings of that.
Yeah, it's hard to know, like, what is, you know, because everyone says, oh, spirituality, you know, you go on new paths and sometimes you have to diverge from people. I am in denial of that. I think that everyone else can diverge from people except for me. I think I have to always be good with everyone and, like, always be on some kind of good hangout terms or something, because I'm in denial that you can just peacefully and lovingly, like, go in separate ways, because that is uncomfortable to me. So I'm in denial of that, and I
appreciate the self-awareness.
Yeah.
And that's a protective strategy too, right? Like, that's our inner child who's like people pleasing that wants everyone to like us. And like I feel that way a lot too, or like I don't, you know, don't want there to be bad blood, even though there shouldn't really be or there wouldn't really be, but it's just like,
right,
it's just like that feeling.
It's like, what? It's just, yeah, I totally, especially if you're someone that's kind of like a peacekeeper, a peacemaker personality like I am, it's like, why would we not, like, why would we not be friends? It's very sad.
Yeah, that too. And I want to say too, like, I think this is just some specific things that were bringing up some feelings for us, or especially around the identity talk that we've been having. And I'm also so appreciative of most of the people, all the other people in my life that I do feel really loved around, that I do feel really celebrated around, that, you know, so I just want to shout out to you. I feel like if you're listening, you know who you are. And that I appreciate you and love you very much. And yeah, I think just saying that, it really, the contrast of that really makes me appreciative of the people that I feel really held and supported by, which there is lots of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Love that. Okay. Want to wrap?
Sure.
All right. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. And please follow the podcast at The Orphic Podcast. Leave a rating, review, and subscribe on YouTube. Follow me at interdimensional.astrophysics. Kayla, what else?
Yeah, follow me at Mariposa Moonchild on Instagram. Like, comment, save our posts on Instagram, because that's actually the number one thing that like is good for the algorithm. Send our podcast to somebody who you think would also enjoy it. Leave a review on Spotify or Apple or YouTube, or comment on there, and subscribe to all of the above, because it really, really helps us out and helps us reach more people. So if you find value from this, please help us out, if you don't mind sharing it with others.
Okay. Thank you. We appreciate you, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.